Welcome to the Oklahoma Home Design Podcast, your most trusted resource to bring you advice and inspiration for your new dream home, remodel, or backyard DIY project. This is episode number one. In this episode, we will discuss the new home design process. But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you been searching for that perfect floor plan for your new home? Or maybe you're just dreaming of what your forever home will look like. If you are looking for the best collection of house plans, look no farther. Oklahoma House Plans has it all. Visit oklahomahouseplans.com to see some of the newest and most unique designs. Whatever size, whatever style, Oklahoma House Plans has the house for you. That's oklahomahouseplans.com.
The home design process. Home and garden shows. Picking an interior designer. Shingle comparisons. Let's dive into this week's podcast.
Oklahoma is currently a prime location for new home construction. Local building companies have been actively developing new neighborhoods in the state. Many of these builders are prioritizing architectural design elements to make the exteriors as attractive as the interiors. With so many new homes being built, it's natural to wonder where the design inspiration comes from for each unique home. The look and feel of a house ultimately comes down to the design process. Carefully considering architectural and design elements allows builders to construct beautiful, functional homes that stand out. A common misconception is that home designers simply sketch out a stunning house without much effort. However, the reality is that the architectural design process is a meticulous and demanding one. Every aspect of a home's construction is carefully considered and meticulously planned before any work begins. To give you a better understanding of how a home design comes to life, let's take you on a journey through the entire home design process. It all starts with understanding the client's objectives and desires. To kickstart the process of building a new home, it's crucial to determine the goals and needs of the client. The home designer and client collaborate to come up with a stunning and personalized home design by discussing the homeowner's wants and needs. By outlining the qualifications and specifications, a clear vision and goal for the final design are formed. The next step in the design process is conceptual planning. Once the home designer has a clear vision of the home, they begin the planning phase. This involves considering any obstacles that may arise, such as budget limitations or zoning regulations. They also consider things such as views from the porch and changes in terrain, drainage, landscaping. The home designer also focuses on creating a cohesive design that brings all elements of the home together seamlessly. To ensure success, the home designer conducts thorough research and gathers information from various sources, including pictures, articles, and photographs, to draw inspiration for the design. After the home designer completes their research, they begin the process of brainstorming and evaluating their ideas. This involves utilizing various techniques such as sketching, making lists, and jotting down thoughts. The third phase of home design is the floor plan development. This is where it starts to get really fun for the client. After getting a rough idea of how the house should look, the home designer begins the process of creating the floor plan. Home designers utilize computer-aided design software to create the conceptual floor plans. This technology allows the home designer convey the overall vision of the project to the client in formats such as PDFs. Before proceeding further, the owner's approval is necessary for these initial drawings. More often than not, there will be numerous iterations of the floor plan. Bouncing the plan back and forth between the client and home designer gives the homeowner peace of mind that their new home will turn out exactly like they want. Once the client has approved the floor plan, the home designer starts on the fourth phase of design, which is the exterior design. Once the design plans are approved, the home designer moves on to the exterior design phase where they bring the plans to life. This involves creating exterior elevations and renderings of the house. The homeowner is now able to see what their new home will look like. The exterior design phase is where the design plans are transformed into a physical representation of the home. Collaboration between the home designer and client continues during the exterior design phase to ensure that the final design meets all requirements and preferences. This phase is crucial in avoiding costly changes during construction. After the client has approved the floor plan and exterior design, it's time to move on to the construction drawings or full plan set, as many builders refer to it. After all the design work is done, the home designer creates detailed building plans that are then reviewed and authorized for the construction of the house. These plans contain specific information about materials and specifications, ensuring that everyone involved in the construction process has a clear understanding of the design. The building plans serve as a visual guide for engineers, interior designers, landscapers, and other construction professionals, helping them visualize the final outcome of the home. Let the building commence. Once the construction drawings are completed, it's time to kickstart the construction of the new home. With the design process officially wrapped up, it's now up to the builders to bring the vision to life. Although the design process in a new home can be time-consuming, the end result of a stunningly designed home that transforms into a living space makes it all worthwhile.
There was an interesting poll we found online asking people which design trends need to, well, die. The results may or may not surprise you. We grabbed the top 7 things that people are tired of seeing in new home construction.
Coming in at number 1 is gray colors. It seems people are wanting to see more color variations, which can give houses their own unique character. The number 2 thing people are tired of seeing is white paint. While it has a clean and minimal feel, people are just ready for more color.
Third on the list is a design trend that might surprise you. It's the open concept plans. While we still see many homes with open concepts, people are starting to want spaces a bit more defined. With the increased number of people working from home, having separate spaces can give more privacy when you need to have some quiet workspace.
Fourth on the list is no surprise, but it may rub some people the wrong way. Yes, we're talking about the modern farmhouse. While the farmhouse look is timeless, it seems this design trend needs a break. For a long, long time.
Number 5 is a trend I think we can all agree should have died long ago. We are talking about home decor signs with cheesy sayings. Live, laugh, love is a little or a lot played out.
Barn doors come in at number 6. While they are functional on some areas, they are mainly an aesthetic trend that might need to follow the farmhouse into the design archives. Last but certainly not least is shiplap siding. Along with everything else on this list, it had its heyday, but people are tired of seeing it everywhere.
Well, that's the top 7 things that people are ready to see go. What design trends would you like to see disappear? Are there some design ideas you would like to see more of? Send us a DM or email, and we may add it to next week's episode.
This week's spotlight is on Kelsey Lee Design Co. If you are not familiar with her, then you definitely need to check out her Instagram page. The photos she posts of her projects are jaw-dropping. If you are in the market for a home upgrade or planning on building a new home, I would recommend getting on her waitlist now. Go over to Instagram and search up her Black Oak Study. The centerpiece is an organic stone fireplace with periodical style shelves. The plaid on plaid textiles pairs well with the mix of masculine and feminine furniture. Add in the mix of contemporary and old world style lighting for a dreamy space.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Jaggers Home Design has been creating stunning house plans since 2011. Ryan Jaggers has designed everything from modern Mediterranean villas to rustic lake retreats and so much more. He pushes designs past the status quo and beyond imagination to create homes for his clients that can't be found anywhere else. With hundreds of unique homes designed, he truly is the new generation of home design. To learn more about Jaggers Home Design, visit jaggershomedesign.com or search for Jaggers Home Design on all social media channels.
Do you have a business or service that would like to sponsor this podcast? If so, send us an email to oklahomahomedesign@gmail.com with your name and company information. Now, back to the podcast.
It is now time to look at this week's viewer questions.
This question comes from Billy Riley 45. The question is there a big difference in roofing shingle manufacturers?
That is a great question, Billy. In fact, there is a lot of variance in different shingle manufacturers. Yes, there can be significant differences among shingle manufacturers in terms of quality, durability, lifespan, warranty, appearance, and price. Some well-known shingle manufacturers include Owens Corning, CertainTeed, GAF, Tamco, IKO, and Atlas Roofing Corporation, among others. Each manufacturer may offer various types of shingles with different features and benefits, such as asphalt shingles, architectural shingles, or designer shingles. When choosing a shingle manufacturer, it's essential to consider factors such as quality and durability. Look for shingles made from high-quality materials that can withstand various weather conditions and provide long-lasting performance. Lifespan. Different shingles may have varying lifespans, ranging from 20 to 50 years or more. Consider the longevity of the shingles when making your decision. Warranty. Check the warranty offered by the manufacturer. A comprehensive warranty can provide peace of mind and protection against defects or premature failure. Appearance. Shingles come in various styles, colors, and textures. Choose a manufacturer that offers a wide range of options to match your aesthetic preferences and architectural style. Price. While price shouldn't be the only consideration, it's essential to compare costs among different manufacturers and choose shingles that offer the best value for your budget. Reputation. Research the reputation of the manufacturer, including customer reviews, industry awards, and certifications, to ensure you're selecting a reputable and reliable brand.
Thanks for that breakdown. So ultimately what you are saying is, the best shingle manufacturer for you will depend on your specific needs, preferences, and budget. It's a good idea to consult with roofing professionals or contractors who can provide guidance and recommendations based on their expertise and experience. The next viewer question comes from Jessica in Norman, Oklahoma. Her question is, how do I choose an interior designer that will fit my needs?
Choosing the right interior designer for your project is crucial to achieving the desired outcome. Here are some steps to help you select an interior designer who will fit your needs. Define your needs and goals. Before starting your search, clearly define your needs, goals, and preferences for the project. Determine the scope of work, budget, timeline, and desired aesthetic style. Having a clear vision will help you communicate effectively with potential designers. Research and gather recommendations. Start by researching interior designers in your area. You can search online, browse design portfolios on websites or social media platforms, and ask friends, family, or colleagues for recommendations. Pay attention to designers whose work aligns with your style preferences and project requirements. Review portfolios and credentials. Take the time to review the portfolios and credentials of potential interior designers. Look for examples of their past projects to assess their design style, creativity, and attention to detail. Also, check if they have relevant certifications, accreditations, or memberships in professional organizations. Check references, ask for references from past clients, and reach out to them to inquire about their experience working with the designer. Find out if they were satisfied with the results, the designer's communication and professionalism, and whether they would recommend them for similar projects. Schedule interviews and meetings. Narrow down your list of potential designers and schedule interviews or meetings with them. This is an opportunity to discuss your project in more detail, ask questions, and get a sense of their personality, communication style, and approach to design. Pay attention to how well they listen to your needs and ideas, and whether you feel comfortable communicating with them. Discuss budget and fees. Be transparent about your budget constraints and discuss the designer's fee structure and payment terms up front. Make sure you understand what services are included in the fee and any additional costs that may arise during the project. Evaluate compatibility. Consider factors such as compatibility, trust, and rapport when choosing an interior designer. You'll be working closely with them throughout the project, so it's essential to feel confident in their ability to understand and execute your vision. Review contract and terms. Once you've selected an interior designer, review the contract carefully before signing. Make sure it outlines all the project details, deliverables, timelines, and responsibilities of both parties to avoid any misunderstandings later on. By following these steps and conducting thorough research and interviews, you can find an interior designer who will not only meet but exceed your expectations and deliver a space that reflects your style and personality.
Those were great viewer questions we had this week. If you have a question you would like answered here, send us an email or a direct message, and we might just feature your question on next week's episode.
That's it for this week's viewer questions. If you have a question you would like us to answer, send us an email to oklahomahomedesign.com or send us a DM on any social media platform.
It's time to take a look at your calendars and add some upcoming local events.
We have some very exciting events coming up all around Oklahoma. The Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association Parade of Homes will take place on April 19th through the 21st and the 26th through the 28th. The Home Builders Association of Tulsa is having their annual BuildPack Golf Tournament on Tuesday, March 26th at the club at Forest Ridge. On March 22nd through the 24th, the OKC Home, an outdoor living show, will take place at the Oklahoma Fairgrounds. The North Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show will take place at the Payne County Expo Center on April 6th and 7th. The Northwest Home Builders Association is having their 49th Enid Home Show on April 26th through the 28th at the Chisholm Trail Expo in Enid. Looking ahead, we have the Oklahoma Building Summit and Expo. This won't be until October 9th and 10th, but if you want to be a sponsor or have a vendor booth, go to okhba.org for more details.
We hope you have enjoyed today's podcast. It's our mission to support homeowners, builders, realtors, and anyone else in the residential industry. If you did find value in this podcast, would you leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to us on? That would help us reach so many more people. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss out on the timely and valuable information we have to share. See you next time. Cheers. In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this podcast. Some links are affiliate links in which we may receive a small commission from sales of certain items. In some cases, Oklahoma Home Design may have investment relationships with companies mentioned. Our priority is providing valuable information and resources to you. Therefore, we will only link to products or resources that fit within that purpose.